This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fresh from supportive summits with allies, U.S. President Joe Biden is declaring himself ready to take on Russia's Vladimir Putin and far more controversial talks, which start in about 3 hours. Biden reached the summit city of Geneva on Tuesday for the most watched part of his first trip abroad as president. Putin has said that he is open to dialogue on a range of subjects at his upcoming summit with the U.S. President Biden. Speaking with the U.S. television network NBC in an interview released by the Kremlin on Tuesday, Putin said that while relations with the United States were their lowest point in recent years, there were areas of cooperation that would benefit both countries. Putin will meet with Biden as U.S. president for the first time in Geneva on Wednesday, at a time of the worst tensions in the relationship between Russia and the United States since the Cold War era. For the first time since a ceasefire with Hamas militants was announced last month, Israeli aircraft carried out a series of airstrikes at militant sites in Gaza Strip. They were targeting facilities used by Hamas for meetings to plan attacks. The UN's outgoing special envoy for Yemen expressed the deep regret Tuesday that he failed to mediate a ceasefire and peace talks between Yemen's warring parties, but said he hoped a recent diplomatic effort by Oman will bear fruit. Martin Griffiths, who painted a bleak picture of the world's poorest country, said in his final briefing to the UN Security Council that Yemen is in the throes of the world's worst humanitarian